Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Mind, body, and spirit radio. It is that Lover's Day, February 24, 2018. It's that sexual healing. Let's get it on. Soft and wet tonight. Namaste.
Namaste. Yeah. Black folks.
Oh, namaste, Featherlight. Namaste to you.
Molo.
Molo in the language of Xhosa. I think I'm pronouncing it right. I need to go on YouTube just to make sure. So, Xhosa or Xhosa. Molo.
Molo.
Molo. And hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola to you. Hola.
Hola. Hola.
That's how I say it to the men. Hola. Hola. And then your favorite, in Francais, parlez-vous Francais, Featherlight?
Bonsoir. Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
We're trying to be a little more inclusive here. And so we may as well say Hotep. Look out to all the Hotep.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters. Hotep and let's see. We have to also say Assalamu Alaikum.
Assalamu Alaikum. That's right.
Assalamu Alaikum.
Don't forget.
And
love and
what's
light.
Up? Oh, love and light. Okay, love and light. And what's up? What's up? Hey now, what's up? And how are you, Scotty? Hope that you are well. We hope that you are feeling better because I know how these flu bugs are spreading around, and you know we're all just being tested here. We're test tube babies right now. They'll tell us like 30 years from now, yeah, you know, we sprayed that stuff and put those chemicals in the food, and we were testing. So anyway,
results with the test.
Oh yeah, everybody was sick and it spread around. People were sick for days. These weeks. Lord knows I was down for about 5 weeks at least. So, and then the weather keeps changing. It was freezing here for Mardi Gras this past weekend. Oh my God, raining and just, oh God, it made me sick all over again. I said, oh my goodness.
I couldn't wear my jacket. Just one day different.
We go from coats to, today it was a little warmer coming back on the island. It was so foggy from the cold and the steam coming off the water. And I said, oh, I felt like I was in Tales from the Crypt driving back over to the island. I said, Lord have mercy. Just let me make it back. Let me get back to the island, man. Okay, speaking of getting back, welcome into the Mind, Body, and Spirit radio show tonight. Oh, we must make an announcement. Our guest, Carlinia Springer with Sacred Spaces, will not be on tonight. She will join us on the, I think that's the 24th, 28th maybe.
No.
We have to check. We have to
schedule.
We'll check the schedule. We'll announce next Wednesday when she will return. So we're
two weeks from today.
Okay. Blackwell. It's 2 weeks from today. I was really looking forward to hearing about the sacred spaces, which she speaks about how the sacred spaces is a healing movement for us because we need healing. And that's one thing that Canty used to always speak about. You know, Canty would go on his monologues, soliloquies, and tongue twister tonight. Look, can't even get that out. But anyway, but he would mention how, we were never like debriefed and given therapy from all that we have experienced as people that have some of us been the descendants of captured people, prisoners of war, and still are. And so when you think about the families that were damaged through this war on drugs, speaking of which, we're going to start having this opioid segment. But let me just say back to Carlinia Springer with Sacred Spaces. So she'll return with us. We're looking forward to that. You can send your letters to mindbodyspiritradioshow@gmail.com. We do have a letter. This letter. Hashtag male breast blues. Oh my goodness. So you want to stay tuned for that after 10 p.m. Remember, you can follow us on the Twitters at MBS Spirit Radio. It's at MB Spirit Radio. MB Spirit Radio. You can also follow us on the BTRs, Black Talk Media Network's BTR page. Just join. And Scotty, if you could let us know again, what is that yearly cost, that just one-time fee? I think it's, what is it,
$24.
And then you join the BTRs. And then that way you can follow us, and you can follow some of the other groups. I'm sure that you would find
some very interesting groups.
Exactly. If you enjoy social media like Facebook or Twitters, then you would definitely find the connection there on the BTRs. So
you will not be censored.
You will not be censored. So, and you can join the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show group page. Hello. So, let's see. We will go to our opening quote. How about that? Feather lights. Okay.
There are a quote.
Yes.
Did you say a quote? Okay.
Yes, I'm going into the quote. We have dared to be free. Let us dare to be so by ourselves and for ourselves. Change quoi, Dessalines, Haitian warrior.
Say it again.
We have dared to be free. Let us dare to be so by ourselves and for ourselves. Jean-Jacques Dessalines.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
By ourselves mm-hmm. and for ourselves. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I glean from that is, let's fight our own war mm-hmm. and do it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Not ourselves, for somebody else.
Not for somebody else. For us.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read for ourselves, I think of generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do it, so, but the fight is for the people that come behind you. Like we're benefiting, we're benefactors of the abolitionist movement and the civil rights movement and all of these Black Power movements, different movements, Back to Africa. We're benefactors of that legacy, and it's just so beautiful. All right, so I think I'll go ahead on and share the inspirational quote as well.
For those who come behind us.
I believe that in these times, hearing an inspirational quote can be healing. So I will go on and share this in the beginning, because I think that someone may need to hear this. I'm like the preachers. You know how when you used to leave church and you'd say, "Oh, he was talking to me."
Yeah.
That sermon, it was just like, you know, what's going on with me and Big Mama and so-and-so and blah blah and cousin he was talking to me. Okay, but I feel that someone out there wants to hear this. Okay, so there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. And that is a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh.
I didn't hear all of that. And I don't know if I'm the only one who didn't hear it. So read it for me. Yeah.
Sure. Let me straighten this mic here. Okay. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way.
Right.
By Thich Nhat Hanh.
Happiness is the way.
The way. Happiness is the way.
We're searching for happiness.
When live a happy life, just be happy.
Yeah.
Go into that space of happiness. Just be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment. And think yourself happy. I have to do that. Mm-hmm. I have to do that. In the mornings, I say to myself, and it works. When I say to myself, "Oh, this is going to be a great day," you know, I'm just like psyching myself up, like, yes, yes. Thinking about the things that I want to accomplish that day. And I say, yes, yes, yes. And that day concludes as a very prosperous, beautiful, fulfilled day.
Yeah, it really does mm-hmm. make a difference when you get your mind in the space where you want to be. Now, when I wake up, I notice a difference because I'm trying different things.
Mm-hmm.
When I wake up, my eyes open and I'm lying there. And of course, as soon as you wake up, there are different things that want to come into your mind. You're like, "What are you getting ready to do? What's on the calendar?" Da, 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 da. So, mm-hmm. what I've tried to do is just smile. Just lie there and smile and think, "Okay, this is great. This is mm-hmm. beautiful. What a beautiful mm-hmm. day." You know, I say things like that, positive things like that. And then there's there are five principles of Reiki, that you're supposed to say every day. And so I say those, and it really makes a big difference. It really makes a difference. I will not, for today, I will not be angry. And you say it two times. And then you say, just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will show gratitude. Just for today, I will do my work honestly. And it's one more. Just for today, not worry. I will not. I'll think of it in a second. But when I say those things, then it brings my mind that I wasn't going to worry. So I'm not going to worry. And then when you say just for today, that makes it easier. It's not like for the rest of my life, I'm not going to do this. It's just for today. Just for today, I'm not going to worry. So I say those, and it makes a big difference in my day.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Would you like to share your quote?
One of the best feelings is finally losing your attachment to somebody or something that really isn't good for you. That's Ooh. A really good feeling. It's mm-hmm. like, I don't miss it anymore. I don't need it anymore. I don't want it anymore. I don't desire it anymore. I don't crave it anymore. It's a good feeling.
It's a beautiful feeling.
I wanted to share that. For somebody who may be going through, you may be missing something, when you get to that point, it's going to be so wonderful.
So wonderful. Yes, it
is. Great feeling.
Well, look, I want to give my condolences out to these people in Florida where this horrific shooting has recently occurred. And my goodness, Featherlight, this is horrible. I saw one report. There were 17 people. Then I did see something on somewhere else were 20. Now the number is up to 20.
Oh, my goodness, is more?
Let's see. At least, okay, let me see. What time did this come out? You know, I saw on Twitter 20 people. You know, Twitter is quicker on the news. They can spread the news more expeditiously than any of these, what they call them, lamestream media. They're so slow.
Pathetic.
Right. I'm like a Canty say. Another one, Canty says, highly paid stenographers. Canty said, King B said, there's some highly paid stenographers. Okay, but 17 people were dead. Let's see, this came out. This was 9:48 Eastern time. So the number very well could be up to Twitter. Twitter's number of 20 were dead after a 19-year-old man opened fire at Majority Stone Douglas High School. Marjorie. Thank you. Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Oh, my goodness. At least 16 other people were wounded, 5 of them with life-threatening injuries. Oh, my goodness. The suspected gunman identified as Nicholas Cruz was also wounded but was released from the hospital and was in custody. Okay. I thought they were getting ready to say they released. Oh, wait a minute, release. Hold up now. You're really going crazy around here. Okay, Broward County School Superintendent Robert said Cruz had recently been expelled from Douglas for disciplinary reasons. Lord have mercy.
He has an attitude.
Because he was expelled.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
And he wants to heal some people.
Yes.
I wonder why he was expelled.
Mm. The son of one of his deputies was among the injured, said Cruz. Cruz was believed to have been armed with a AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle and multiple magazines.
Wow.
Gunfire began outside the wall and continued inside. He came in blasting, where 12 of the victims were killed. All of those victims have been identified, he said, but no identities will be made public until the families of all, of course, are notified. They don't even think he had any accomplices.
Imagine hearing that.
Shooting started around 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Ooh, see, you know, I don't have cable or anything. What is this right here? Oh, I need to plug this up. And I was actually listening to some other station. This was the evening I decided to listen to like some music driving home so that I could like make my drive home. So I thank you, Featherlight, for bringing this story to our attention, because some people like myself may not be aware of it. And so I'll check on Twitter and see what the numbers are on that. That is just horrible, though. My condolences go out to those families. Ooh. I tell you the truth, honey. You know, I would have to say to that Featherlight that people need some therapy. We keep saying we have to heal our hearts. We have to heal our hearts, because if he would have been able to process that, okay, I'm expelled, and this happened for what reason, and how do I work through this, and what is ahead for me because of this change or this alteration in the path. But everything happens for a reason. We create our lives. So it's just, don't even get me trying to counsel this young man at this time, because Lord have mercy, this is horrible. This is so tragic. But I remember people speaking about how we would see more school shootings, more and more. And then you never know what's behind all of this. This is just, you know, it's people. I'm like Baba D.
Gregory sort of like saying, a record or something.
It is.
No. Columbine, it's like it's not so unusual anymore. I think it's something like, this is like, they said this is the 18th time a gun was fired in an American school in the past 45 days since, 2018. I mean, wow. But look at what the children are seeing. Look at what they are witnessing. What they are seeing on TV, what they're hearing in the news, how the government is presenting themselves. It's like, how can they expect children to act otherwise? They mimic what they see, you know? Everybody's some people, a lot of people are being desensitized with so much killing being shown.
I concur. When your environment promotes war, oh, I don't like you, I don't agree with you, I want to change you, I want to bring you democracy, and then you go to war. And then these games that they play, I don't even see some of them, but I remember when the games became popular, all of those, what is it, like Grand Theft Auto, and these people, they shoot and kill and rape and all of this dark web, all the things that people are able to access through the dark web. So, again, wicked, insane society. So, in actuality, there's nothing new under the sun.
It's nothing
What's
new.
The name of that it book? That they came with the Bible and the gun?
They came with the Bible and a gun.
They came with a Bible and a gun. And so these weapons and force and killing is the nature of some. They have a bellicose nature, warlike. Just war, kill, death, destroy, destruction.
Yeah. Yeah. Rape and pillage. Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yes. And speaking of rape, just like these Baltimore rogue cops, okay, these rogue cops on this, let me pull this story up. Baltimore.
Oh, yes. Please
now we
share that.
As some of us call Baltimore in terms of this corruption, be less instead of be more. You know, they say be more.
Right.
Baltimore.
Be more.
Be less. Yeah. God damn it.
Be less.
Yeah. All of this has been going on, right? Which we have been saying for years. And I'm speaking, when I say we, I don't live in Baltimore, but I'm just saying all over the country, that Baltimore is no different from Ferguson, from Memphis, Tennessee, Houston, Texas, Chicago, you name it, right? So the corruption case, there were two officers and then another six that just went ahead on. I think they just went ahead on and pled guilty. They just guilty as hell. Let's see. Wait a minute, is this... That's not the one. Let's see. I want this one. Let's see. Give me 1 second here. I mean, they were all into racketeering, stealing drugs, stealing guns.
Planting guns, and planting them at the scene.
Right. What people rolling have been up saying on people. For years. Yes, yeah. Rolling up on people. I mean, like a gang. They were just like any other street gang, just like Tupac used to say, just like everybody, like NWA, okay, NWA, people were upset about their delivery of that message, but that was their life, and that was their way of expressing what they were experiencing in Compton, just like what people were experiencing in South Memphis. And so, let's see, four of them testified against. Let me get this. Do you have that story in front of you, Fellowite? If you don't, I have this article.
No, not in front of me. I don't.
That's okay. So, on Monday, a federal jury actually found two former Baltimore police officers guilty in a major corruption case, detectives Daniel Herschel and Marcus Taylor, former members of the city's now disbanded gun trace tax force. Yeah, they were gun tracing, all right. Stealing guns, planting guns on people, let's see, had been charged with racketeering and robbery. Now, how are you supposed to be the police, protect and serve? But remember when in Memphis they took removed protect and serve from the cars?
Sure did.
We started
sure
noticing.
Did. I remember when they did
protect
that.
And serve. Exactly. But then they just started putting MPD.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah. You didn't see protect and serve. We were like, hold on, wait a minute. What happened to see
what happened
this
to
generation? Some of these
serve.
Younger people. Exactly. They've come into a completely different experience from what we've experienced. And I wanted to mention this too. I'll table this, but I want to talk about the disparity in terms of how the police, like they occupy our neighborhoods versus what we used to experience. But six other officers on that task force had already pled guilty, okay, on similar charges. They just, I'm guilty. You got me on tape. I'm caught. You know, you got me. You got me. Okay,
yeah, how can I get some of my time reduced?
Right. So when I get out, I can get my pension. So my wife can get my pension, because you know they're going to go to jail and probably kill themselves. You know how they are. Mm-hmm. They're so weak. And so anyway, I got to make sure my wife get my pension. But you know what? With their insurance policies, they can't commit suicide within generally like 6 months. And then their wife will not be able to receive the insurance payout. So, you know, I'm not saying anything should happen to them. I'm just thinking this through, because many of them, they can't handle it. They tend to hang themselves. They'll probably hang themselves before they go to jail, because they just refuse to endure the punishment. It's like, I'm taking myself out. Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So testimony and the corruption.
How many officers were convicted altogether?
So let's see, six.
Looks like eight.
Eight. So far, eight. But remember, now a couple of weeks ago, there was another one that was convicted. And then let me go to this case right here. Let's not forget about. Hold on. Let's see. Remember this, guys. Remember this. See, what they think is that we have short memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now I may have short memory on some things, but when it comes to things like this, remember this case? Hold on, let me get the date. Okay, December 27th, but this shooting happened. Let me see, hold on, let me get his. Remember this one right here? Investigation into the death of one of its officers. We're speaking about B-Less. He was set, Sean Soutier was set to testify against his fellow cops.
Right.
And he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When was this?
This was just back in, I think, December. Mm. This is an article. Okay, the FBI refused to investigate, right? And so, of course, the chief, right? Because, I mean, they all together. I mean, it's the blue. FBI refused to investigate. And so, let me see. What is this? Okay, Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis announced that the federal law enforcement agency had written him an undated letter in response to his request to take the lead in probing the death of Detective Sean Souter. But this is what I want to read, what he said. The FBI's refusal to take over the Baltimore Police Department's investigation into the death of one of its officers a day before he was set to testify against his fellow cops show that he probably wasn't killed by another member of the force, the head of the department said on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Probably wasn't probably killed.
Oh, he was in on it. Oh, wow.
Probably wasn't.
Oh, they got to
the
him.
The day before, you mean to tell me nobody's investigating that? And he was set to testify. But look, they still end up turning around, some of them, because I'm sure it's more. And this was like the west side of Baltimore, from my understanding. But let's also take it back to, remember when everybody was talking about, well, that Corrine Gaines, she should have just, you know, shut up. She should not have been arguing with them.
All right,
And she should have just come out the house and she should have.
She put her children in danger.
Exactly. This is what she was up against. These rogue ass cops. And we kept telling
Listen
people
to this.
That.
Let me share this so they can get a clear picture of some of the things, a tidbit This is Sergeant Wayne Jenkins. This is a highly trained tactical force, okay? Jenkins pleaded guilty to regularly stealing drugs from the people he stopped or arrested. He resold the drugs to a bail bondsman who testified that Jenkins would leave large amounts of marijuana, heroin, and cocaine in a shed in his backyard on an almost nightly basis. The two men then split the proceeds. Okay?
Okay.
200. I mean, that's just a little bit. He also admitted to planting 28 grams of heroin on a man who was then sent to prison. Wow. He said he admitted doing that. Just one. And this guy went to prison. His life was ruined.
Ruined.
This is nothing new.
Last thing.
Mm-hmm. After Jenkins was arrested, the federal agents found, this is the officer, they found a huge cache of tools and weapons, including brass knuckles, this is in the police bag, an 18-inch machete, a sledgehammer.
What?
A grappling hook. They were torturing
people.
Oh,
my goodness.
And several black masks, which his former subordinate officers testified that he intended to use for home invasion. Breaking in people's homes. And then arresting other people.
And then arresting other people and planting guns on people. And see, remember, I take it back. I sometimes you have to give these people these examples. Remember when Bernie Mac used to say that? Remember that joke when he would say, when you talk to brothers in jail and they say, "What you in here for, man?"
None.
Everybody in here for
none.
None. What you do, man?
None.
Man, what you in here for?
None.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Exactly.
I'm in here for nothing. They planted a gun on me. They robbed me. And then, let me tell you, I used to be in that street life a little bit, not a lot of people. And that's why I'm a good, not example.
Reference?
But, well, I guess I could say, I live from experience. You can see how I have evolved to black girls. But anyway, I remember just, you know, being friends with so many people that were living that real life like that. And they would talk about how the police would shake them down and steal from them and rob them. And no one would hire them. So like they just said, they woke up and said, "Oh, I want to just go out and sell drugs." But they were like, "Listen, how am I supposed to survive? No one will hire me. They won't hire me. We have poor education." So anyway, we can go on and on and on about that. But rogue ass cops. I want to read this Featherlight racketeering. Racketeering is when. So let's be clear exactly what these fools were out here doing. Racketeering is when organized groups run illegal businesses known as rackets. I keep saying it's a scam, a Ponzi scheme, and a racket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, known as rackets. Racketeering is when organized groups run illegal businesses known as rackets, or when an organized crime ring uses legitimate organizations to embezzle funds. Such activities can have devastating consequences for both public and private institutions. Consequently, the federal government and numerous state governments have created systems of laws designed to prosecute these criminals. Yeah. Most older forms of rackets dealt in industries that were clearly illegal, such as prostitution or sex trafficking, drug trafficking, illegal weapons trafficking, and counterfeiting. And so, you know, if they had guns and masks and all that, they were sex trafficking, too. And raping.
Raping
people. You know they were raping people, all kinds of sexual assault and things like that, sodomizing people. But see, that's what was going on in Chicago at that black site. So, again, Justice Ida B. Wells said the lynchings don't happen in this, and just only, they're not contained to the southern region. these lynchings occur in the North and the South and wherever. So, goodness gracious.
And also mention the news stations are not talking about this. You may find it online.
All right.
The news stations are not talking about it.
Yeah, from my understanding, now I don't know if maybe today the story has picked up any steam on the lamestream media, but I know a couple of days ago you could find some articles, but from my understanding, those who view like MSNBC and all of that, I heard that no one really was talking about this story. So I would like to know if you've heard this story, you know, let us know if the story is being discussed on lamestream media, because I would really like to know, because if it was a black guy that killed a cop or something like that, everyone would be vilifying him right now. Even if it happened last week, they would run that story for a week.
Yes.
Okay.
She would.
And God forbid that they didn't find him, they would be shaking everybody down, like in what was that over there in Boston? Roxbury? Yes, Roxbury. When that man killed his wife, and then everybody in those housing developments were barricaded in, people were being stripped down and assaulted, all because one white man said that somebody killed his wife, when of course he killed his wife, his pregnant wife at that, and then he blamed it on the black guy. Just like Susan Smith, when she drowned her three children, and what does she do? Blame it on the black guy.
Blame it on the black guy.
Stop. Just stop it with all of that. Stop lying. Stop vilifying us. Stop. Just leave us alone. Speaking of which, Featherlight, I know we're running a little behind, but I have to mention, and I'll come back to it next week probably, because I want to watch that video again. But I did come across this video, and there's a sister that has this beautiful healing retreat for women of color who want to just get away from the stress and strain that we feel here in America, living in and let's just be real, a racist society. And how that living in those conditions daily, how it stresses us, and it's unhealthy. So she has this retreat for women of color to come, and you practice yoga and you eat a vegan meal and you heal and you meditate and you relax and you get away, you probably journal and you just get away, and it's beautiful. I think it's in Costa Rica. I believe healing places in Costa Rica. And she's in the process of purchasing some land so that they could build their own retreat there, another separate retreat on their own land. You think I'm not going over there to get away and relax? Oh my God. Because it sounds beautiful. Because when you are living in this world with all of this racism and this madness, when you're dealing with psychotic people, it is so healing to get away. And that's why I love living in Galveston, where I can go to the beach at least and relax.
Share some black pearls with us.
Okay. Black pearls. Okay. So this is a little segment that we will also incorporate here on Body and Spirit radio show. Black pearls. So just sharing black pearls. And if you have a black pearl that you would like to share, you can email that to us at mindbodyspiritradioshow@gmail.com. Okay, genetic analysis repeatedly confirmed the paleontological evidence that our ancestors all lived in Africa. Africans in at least two different parts of the continent separately discovered how to mine, smelt, and work copper before 1000 BCE. So we were already working with iron, metallurgy. I'm very tongue-twisted tonight for some reason. I know why. I don't have my red wine. That's it. I don't have my red wine. And it's Valentine's. Did I say happy Valentine's to you, Featherlight?
No, but it's okay. Every day is a love day for me.
It is, you know, because I don't do holidays, so
yeah.
I love you. I love you every single day. I love you every single day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody who celebrates Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Especially you, Scotty. I sure would like to hear a little Prince, Soft and Wet. So, back to Black Pearls. Technology, the weaving of cotton, began earlier than metallurgy. That's working with metals. Weaving of raffia cloth arose several millennia in West Africa. Saw that basket weaving that was carried over to the Carolinas and the quilts, the quilting. Tool making began in East Africa around 2.6 million BCE, Featherlight.
Long before anyone else.
Hand axes in 1.5 million BCE. And
1.5 million.
Right. From an anthropological perspective, when you talk about tool making and using tools, there's a difference. So like the advanced species is capable of making and using the tool. Some species may just use it. So that's a black pearl. Just would like to share that black pearl. When you think about how developed we were as African people, living and dispersed about the motherland. Because there was no concept of this is Ghana over here, this Egypt over here, and this over here, and
Middle East over here.
South Africa. No, it was none of that. And so when you think about how advanced we were, we're talking 1000 BCE, 2.6 million BCE, using tools and sculpting and working with metals and copper. Knowing those elements and those minerals and using those minerals and all of that for healing. So we regressed, some of us, when we were captured as prisoners and brought over here. And I just want to tie this in. We go into the break. We can start in on our superpowers also. But we regressed, and one reason why I feel that the United States educational system has failed us as a people because they lied to us in so many ways and damaged us in so many ways because they made us feel that we did y'all a favor by capturing you. That's how the school system made us feel when I was a child in the 70s. I don't know what it was like for you, Featherlight, or anybody else in different generations would love to hear, because I know that we experienced it, and I know the generations after me, I know they experienced it. Because when you look at the fact that, oh my God, let me just, this mother had is sending a message saying she can't get on the line. Let me try to send her. the phone number. Okay. Oh, am I going in and out?
You were earlier.
Oh, okay. Let me just share this quickly to tie this in, Featherlight. Texas school criticized for assignment that asked students to draw themselves as slaves. So I guess this is their Black History Project.
What?
I guess this is their Black History Project. Making.
Oh my goodness.
Check it. This is the assignment. Making sense with the census. Think of our discussions about slave life in Texas. In Texas. In the 1850s. Then do the following things below. Number one, draw a picture of yourself as a slave in the center of the page. You get 10 points for this. Number two, color the picture. 10 points for that. Number three, write one sentence that describes your surroundings using each of the five senses. Smell, hearing, sight, taste, touch.
Oh my goodness.
You should have five sentences, 50 points. Number four, neatness and creativity also includes spelling, punctuation, grammar, 30 points. This is the assignment. Thank goodness a parent complained. I think two parents complained. This is 4 points. 4 points middle school. 4 points middle school in Austin, Texas.
Austin.
4 points middle school in Austin. And see, this is what I learned. And I'm going to see another head of this number. This is what I learned about Austin. Austin is viewed as such a progressive city. Oh, Austin's progressive. Yeah. It's progressive. It's just like Oregon progressive. You're progressive when it comes to certain interests, shall we say. Mm-hmm. But you're not really progressive when it comes to equality and honesty about certain things. So anyway, because from my understanding, all the Black people live on one side of the highway, the Mexicans on the other side of the highway, and primarily the affluent people / primarily white, because Austin is a wealthy city with a lot of young, wealthy white people. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're having fun, doing very well. And I'm not mad. I am not mad because, hey, live your life. So, but yeah, Austin is not as progressive as it portrays itself to be. It's progressive in certain areas. So you want to share your did you know? And let me try to send Mother Hattie this number.
Yes. Did you know? Did you know? The oldest report of a woman physician dates to circa 3000 BCE. Records from this time indicate that a well-known practicing female physician lived in the city of Sais, where later there was a medical school. One of the earliest known medical documents, the Kahun Papyrus, circa 1900 BCE, from Egypt, addresses the diseases of women and children. It has been suggested that this papyrus was written for women practitioners, as in ancient Egypt, only women treated women's diseases. Egyptian queens, including Queen Hespa, who reigned from 1503 to 1482 BCE, encouraged women to become physicians. Hespa herself set up three medical schools, as well as botanical gardens. Women healers were responsible for planting medicinal herb gardens and maintaining pharmacies. Polydamna, a queen and physician of Egypt, was reputed to have given knowledge of the healing properties of the opium poppy, one of the possible ingredients in the famous sedative nepenthine. She was also alleged to have trained Helen of Troy, who was thought to have brought herbal knowledge from ancient Egypt to ancient Greece. And that's where people think it comes from. But it was taken from ancient Egypt and brought over to ancient Greece. Did you know?
Did you know? And her name is pronounced Hatshepsut.
Thank you.
That's how I've heard it pronounced. Hatshepsut. So, thank you for sharing that. Did you know? And that's another reason why. And I go back to the so-called educational system here. When we were introduced to any school of thought, be it philosophy, medicine, music, you name it. Teachers were instructed to always reference Greece and the Greeks.
Yes.
Exactly. And never, ever, ever.
Ever.
Connecting Greeks to Africans, because Greeks, and not just the Greeks, but people all around the world came to Africa for the best schools. Because that's where all the mystery schools, all the knowledge, Timbuktu, all the knowledge and the teachings was there. And it's just common sense. It's just, I don't want to say common sense. It's just facts.
Factual.
It's fact. Yes, it's just a fact. It's no arguing this. It's no debating this. This is a fact. I guess I could say common sense, because, and then we'll go to break. I guess I'll say common sense, because if the motherland is the place, is the origin of civilization, then why would it have the schools and everything else? Because it's the beginning, it's life, it's the nucleus of civilization. We gave birth to civilization, to the world. We did everything else.
Why is it so hard to accept?
Right, schooling was sharing with each other, teaching, working with your children to show them how to take the banana leaf and make a bed, or build the home. Schooling was so many different ways, depending on where you lived. And the necessity. Your schooling may be learn how to take care of this cow for the rest of your life, and it's your dowry.
Right. The dowry.
Let's go to break. You know, I get so passionate, baby, about us. Oh, Lord have mercy. Help me. He's still working with me. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and we're going to
the letter.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people, with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, so we are back here at the Mind, Body, and Spirits Radio Show. And remember, you can follow us on the Twitters at MB Spirit Radio. That's MB Spirit Radio. You can also follow us on the BTRs. Go to Black Talk Media Network page, donate. And Scotty, you know what? I'm just going to be honest with you. You need to let me know if you have a Patreon. Let us know if you have a Patreon. Then that way I can just automate my donation. Because when it comes to me having to think about trying to pay something, you know how we are. We're trying to hold on to every dime. But if it's just automated, then bam, then it's like, yay, Scotty. Woo-hoo. All right. So if you're listening, or I'll send you an email and we'll shout out the Patreon here at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. So, anywho, Feather, you have a quote, and then we'll share the letter.
Okay, let's see. My quote. Let's see. There are a lot of things in our lives that can trap us. But we can do whatever we want if we can just believe we were able to. So it's again having faith in yourself that you can do something, sending that energy out, that you can do something. I heard that on the movie Slate, like Sleight of Hand, so I thought it made me stop and think, you know.
If you just believe that you can read it,
that we were able to do something.
Could you read that? Read that again, please.
Okay. There are a lot of things in our lives that can trap us. But we can do whatever we want if we can just believe we were able to.
If we just believe we were able to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Many times we don't believe that we're able to do something.
Right,
and so
right.
We stop it.
Mm-hmm,
we block it.
We block it. We block it.
Yeah.
And remember this story that some people used to share about the monkey that grew up with, I think, the eagles?
Yes.
And so the monkey grew up with the eagles as a baby, right? And the eagles raised the little monkey. So the monkey would fly. He would fly around just like the eagles. Until one day, some other monkeys and animals saw him, and they said, "Look at you! You're not an eagle. You're a monkey. You can't fly. You don't have the ability to fly." And the little monkey began to believe the other monkeys and the other animals that crushed his spirit. And he fell to his death.
He no longer believed in himself.
He no longer believed.
Yeah.
And see, and another connection to that, what I feel from that particular quote, Feather Light, that I love so much, is many times when we have, say, an accident, and the doctor tell you, you won't be able to walk for 6 months. You won't be able to walk for 8 months or a year. And then when those people that say, my daughter is graduating, or I'm graduating, and I'm going to walk across that stage. And next thing you know, they're walking across that stage when they said they will walk across that stage.
Right.
Or stand up and toast at their best friend's wedding.
Right.
How many stories have we heard like because they set the intention.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. And I'm not listening to anyone. It's going
to, I'm not listening to anybody else. I don't believe you. What you say, push those words right out of my head. I'm going to do this.
I say. Okay, so you know what? We're a little behind on getting into this topic because I know people want to hear about these superpowers, especially with the Black Panther movie coming out. Oh, hashtag Black Panther. I'm going to see it. We have our tickets. Featherlight and I are going to see the Black Panther opening night. Bam. Hey, on the beach. Ooh, ooh. Okay, and I'm just super excited, as you can see. Hashtag Black Panther, hashtag Black Rose and Featherlight Black Panther, hashtag, oh my God. You know what, we should start an Instagram page and take pictures of us outside the little theater, like, yeah, going in. Hashtag going in, see the Black, hashtag going in, Black Panther. I should write that down. I like that. Hashtag going in Black Panther. Everybody send out pictures of yourself and your group going into the Black Panther film. Right.
Like this weekend.
It's already set to just like break the darn record. Okay. Opening night. And look. Baby, I do not care for trying to get out and go see too many of these films. I really don't. But this one, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
Free tickets, all of that. Yes. The Fandango. I know they were blowing up. Fandango. Everybody's like, yeah, let me get those Black Panther tickets right there. So anyway, I'm excited. Are you, Feather?
I am. I really am. It's here. And I didn't know that it's been in the making for so long. I mean, it started like in the making in like 2000, they started putting it together. But you know, along with the Black Panther movie, there are a few other movies, along with the series like Luke Cage and this new one, Lightning, feature Black Lightning. Heroes.
Black Lightning.
What did I say? Oh, Black Lightning.
Black Lightning. Get it right?
Yes.
Get it right?
Yes. Put Black on that. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we had, just a little go back, we had Meteor Man. Robert Townsend. That was in 1993. Mm-hmm. We had Blank Man in 1994, the next year with Damon Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that, but he's so funny. I know it was good. But do you know he had three of his other family members in that same movie? Now, that's looking out. It was four of them in one movie. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Then you had Steel in 1907. Oh, that was with Shaquille O'Neal. Oh, my God. They said it was the worst film. It was not only awful, it was god-awful.
It looked god awful. No, I tell you, the few scenes that I did see of that looked like he filmed that film, like that film was filmed, say, at a PBS studio, like your local. Yeah, your local media center. Yes. Like, really?
Down the street.
Right, like, oh yeah, you just put the green screen up for real and did something really messed up, really cheesy looking. But anyway, so
then there was Spawn. Oh, they were also thinking about
Spawn. I remember
for misrepresenting the character, suing Shaquille and the producer. But anyway, they decided to let it drop.
Oh my goodness! I thought you were speaking about Spawn because I remember that with Michael J. White. I like that.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Then Blade, of course, the trilogy with Wesley Snipes, and Hancock in 2008 with Will Smith. Do you know that made more money than all of the Blade movies put together, the three Blade movies? produce Hancock? One of the Yep, shoot it. Then there's a new one out called Sleight, like Sleight of Hand. It's who got those magic. Same producer who did Get Out is doing that one. So possessing superpowers is not just a myth. It's or some movie character. In ancient Egypt, our ancestors would fit into this type of category of superpowers. But of course, without the fancy costumes and the identity secrecy, you know, it was just open. They were known as seers and healers and priestesses, and they could predict who would win a battle. They could heal people by using the person's own energy, which they're turning it around these days and calling it something else. Perform all kinds of miracles. In fact, there are superpowers possessed by ordinary people who are walking around every day.
Mm-hmm. You know? I believe that.
Some are not even aware they possess these powers. And some, like the Buddhists and people, the yogis, they practice years and years to attain superpowers, like the cities, you know. They're about between 22 and 25 cities, and we'll go over some of them. And then, of course, the Dogon people in Africa who could see the star constellation Sirius B 50 years. I think it was at least 50 years before we could see them with our high power technology. So
let me say something. Let me add something right there.
Yes, please.
And also, Benjamin Banneker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Banneker, who laid out DC, Father of the Clock, just a genius, is a descendant of the Dogon tribe that you're speaking of.
Oh!
Chart of the
Constellation. I think I heard that.
Yeah, a little tidbit. So anyway.
The clairsenses. Okay, so the clairsenses. Oh. They're special intuitive abilities that include all types of psychic sensitivity that corresponds, like clair. Clair is actually a French prefix word which means clear. So you've got the different types of clair, like claircognizance.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about claircognizance. What is claircognizance?
Claircognizance is clear knowing something without facts or logic. Like, you just know. You say, for instance, you know you shouldn't get on that plane. You have this feeling, or you're driving and suddenly you tell passengers to buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
And then within 5 minutes, there may be like a car crash or something, or you just know. You just feel you feel something that's speaking in you or to you. And then certain things you just know. Like for me, for instance, there's certain things I just know, and I'll give you an example. I always like to share examples. I'll give you an example. I remember in 2005, August of 2005, that's very significant to a lot of people. And I remember sitting in the class where they was at August 29th, I believe, of 2005, and it was storming. In fact, I was in class at the University of Memphis, and we had to dismiss class. I remember being in this class. It was an African methodology class. And I remember the professor dismissing us because of the storm. And the storm was Hurricane Katrina coming in Louisiana, right? So in that particular class, and I'll make it quick. In that particular class, we started a project after the hurricane. Get to my point. We had to come up with a project in that class, and it was going to be a research project. I remember stating that my project was going to be to interview people that experienced Hurricane Katrina, get their stories, and we write about it and document it. My idea, of course, was such a brilliant idea, the professor adopted the idea and made that idea, my idea, become the class project for everyone. We were able to go to New Orleans and Baton Rouge, around Louisiana, and collect those stories from those people. So we heard firsthand from them how Hurricane Katrina devastated people. And I remember when I stated that I wanted this as my project, I said, they blew those levees. And everybody was like, I don't think they did that. No way they would. I said, they blew the levees.
You sure did.
They
you sure did.
The levees. You know, that's when I was really addicted to like CNN and the news. And I mean, we just watched it on TV and we were like, damn, these people straight drowning and then they starving and the super, I mean, goodness gracious. So anyway, back to claircognizance. I just knew.
Yep. And yep, it came you sure out. Did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And people looking at it me came like, out that was crazy.
Much later.
And conspiracy theories and all of this. Just like I said, them cleansing of some crooks. I remember saying it in my class back then. And people were like, oh my God, like I said something about Jesus. I was like, girl, please. You should, you know, I mean, I'm not just saying something, pulling something out my butt. You just look at their story, read their story. So anyway.
That's a good example. Yeah.
Right. There's a clairvoyance, intuitive vision, supernatural power of seeing objects or actions removed in space or time from natural viewing. Before I proceed with reading more about clairvoyance, is there something that you would like to share about claircognizance?
I think I have claircognizance. And it's not just, I can't really just give you a particular example because I have it all the time. It's just, and I just, sometimes I just don't even say anything, you know, because it just, it may seem kind of weird to people like, oh, it's a conspiracy. Like, okay, that's just how I feel. And sometimes I do. I put them in my. I write about it, you know. Because that's my perception, and I just know. It's not like I'm like, well, I did some research. No, I just know. So I can't. If I think of something before we finish, I will. But I just know.
You just know. You just know because some people say the ancestors speak to you, or your spirit guides, your intuition, your inner voice, God, whatever the tree. Some people may say the tree spoke to them, whatever it is, but something speaks to you. So back to clairvoyance. So you may be clairvoyant if you experience vivid dreams, visions, mental images, and many movies that flash into your inner awareness. You may be able to see the colors of energy fields like auras around people, plants, and animals, or perhaps you are able to see angels, ghosts, and other beings. Just to speak on that, now, I don't know about the seeing angels, ghosts, or beings. Well, I take that back because... I have occasionally, on many occasions, something like out of my peripheral vision, like I'll see a figure that ducked behind the door. And when I YouTubed or researched, like seeing those flashes or images, there are certain entities that do that. They're around, and then they just dash behind the door. Things like that. And so we're not going crazy. Like if you experience that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're in a room, because I'm this happens to me a lot, and I think I will see something, and I'll look real quick, and I don't see anything. And it happens a lot, and I'll say, okay, that's all right. Oh, I just thought of something for clear cognizance, knowing. Okay, so you and I went to New York City.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, okay, so we were already in New Jersey, so we took a train to New York City because we wanted to enjoy the nightlife in a city that never sleeps. It was late, yes, around 10 o'clock, but still, the city never sleeps. And we were out of town. So we decided to walk, as New Yorkers do, and just see what was what. And we were walking and walking and walking, enjoying the sights. And then all of a sudden, there was nobody anywhere around. New York City downtown, and we hadn't walked that far, and we saw nobody around, and all we could hear was the click, clack, click, clack of our shoes on the sidewalk.
Like we were in a Western movie.
Yes.
Like we walked into a dirt town, and the newspaper fly across the street.
Right. And literally, a piece of paper flew across this, like...
It did.
And I had this feeling. I said, we need to get out of here.
Yes.
And you had the same feeling because we both looked at each other like...
We sure did.
Shit. We have stepped into another zone. We got to get the hell out of here.
Yes.
And then, out of nowhere, a cab. Now, you know how hard it is to get a cab in New York City. A little yellow cab. Ha! Two black people, too. The cab pulled up in front of us out of nowhere. Didn't come from anywhere.
No, yes. Just nowhere. All of a sudden.
Ladies need a ride.
Yes.
Yes!
Look, what? You know what? Wait, before you talk about the cab driver, because that's a whole nother story in and of itself with the cab driver. But remember when we, because over there near Times Square, we were like in between, I want to say, Times Square and Penn Station. Is it Port Authority? What do they call it?
Right? Port Authority.
Port Authority, right.
Port Authority.
Right, so there still should have been some people ambling around. It wasn't that late at night, right? And plus, I thought New York was the city that never sleeps. Anyway, but what was so weird about it, even if we did walk on a deserted street, this was beyond a deserted street. This was beyond that image of just a deserted street. It was slightly foggy, and it's like we came from off the strip of Times Square, turned the corner, walked in between two brick buildings, literally to the left. I remember the dumpster was right there, and the black cat came around the corner, and it was the paper that rustled across the street. Like, what's that little whistling sound on those westerns?
Yeah.
Little paper went across like that. I was like, okay. And then when I looked and saw that little cat, I said, oh, no, it's time to get up out of here. As soon as we said that, yes, it was like I promised people we were not drinking, we were not high, nothing, none of that.
Nope.
So it wasn't. You can't say it was any of that stuff. I didn't have my red wine. Nothing. no drugs. You know, I don't do any drugs.
We had our total faculties because we were in New York City walking.
Right. Yes. So Chess.
We had just hit the city. We were ready. Like, hey, okay, let's party.
Right, right.
So we hadn't had any time to drink anything.
No,
so weird.
That was so weird. That was so weird. But yes, I believe we did step into another dimension. And that cab driver just like poof, right there, like boom, right in front of us. It was magical. It really, really was magical.
It was very magical.
He did not drive up the street. No, he did not drive up the street, come around the corner, nothing, none of that. He appeared.
Yep.
He appeared.
Because the street was empty.
The street was empty. We just finished saying that we saw the little paper. And then the black cat.
Yeah.
And it was nothing because there was the fog. He didn't come through the fog.
Click, 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 click,
yeah, the click, click, click. That's right. The click, 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 click. Right. Ooh, Lord have mercy. All right. Where are we?
Clairaudience.
Clairaudience is intuitive hearing, ability to hear sounds without physical ears in the still realm, exists beyond the reach of rational human experience, space, and time. That's clairaudience.
So, like, you know, if you hear a voice, like if you hear a voice that's not in front of you, something inside of your head that's giving you some information. This is different from clair. This is different from knowing. This is this is. It has nothing to do with your ears, but you do hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you do.
And it can be when it says space or time. It's not. It goes beyond space or time. Like maybe someone who's passed on. You can hear the voice.
You can hear them. Mm-hmm. That movie, what's the name of that movie when he was speaking to his son or something through the radio?
Oh.
Frequency.
Oh, I love that movie.
Frequency. Yeah, frequency. I think. Yeah. So would that be an example of that? Of clairaudience?
No, because later on somebody else heard him say that, heard him through the radio. So it has to be only you that can hear this.
Oh, that's right. That's
like
right.
if you were in a room, and then you hear something say that says "get out of here," and then you turn to your partner, and then you say, "Did you hear that?" "Yeah, I heard that."
Oh.
Well, then that's not the same thing.
Well, let's take a break. Okay, let's take a break, and we will, instead of sharing the African spirit, we'll continue with this. Because this is a part of African spirit. So we'll just continue on with the black superpowers, these superpowers in the cities, and we'll be right back after this break. But hey, this is Scotty, we still want to hear our African spirit music, please. Por favor, sir. Gracias. Dankeschön. We'll be right back after this break. You're tuned into the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. We'll be right back. Spirit continuing with the superpowers.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network for podcasts and live program scheduling. Visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
We're back here at the African, look, I said at the African spirit, at the Mind, Body, and Spirit radio show with our continuation of superpowers through our African spirit segment here, because I think this is very applicable to us. If we just tap into our power,
right,
tap
that
into
we have
who you are and believe, yes, Yes, everybody has a superpower, a gift. And that's why I don't understand how so many Christians tend to suffer. Because if you believe that you're really a child of God, and if you really believe that in your Father's house there are many mansions, if he didn't say so, it wouldn't be true, then you would believe that you can have everything that you desire and you don't have to suffer. And money is not the root to all evil. It's what you do with it and how you, if you worship it. And so sometimes these people get these scriptures misconstrued. And they really don't pay attention to the valuable parables to teach us about life. So anyway, thank you, Scotty. And Scotty said that we could donate monthly through the usage of your debit or credit card. And you can donate monthly through the PayPal account. Okay. And that's how we can set up monthly donations. Okay. We have it. So Claire Sentience Satellite.
Claire Sentience is intuitive knowing by feeling. Okay, so of course I can give you some experience on that. I didn't realize, see, you just said it. I did not realize that this was a Claire. It's one of the Claires. Intuitive knowing by feeling. One receives information by feeling, ranging from the perception of thoughts and emotions of other people, animals, and places. It includes feeling the physical and emotional pain of land where atrocities happen. There are other common terms for clairsentience. Would be empath, spiritual, or intuitive empath, because there's several types of empaths. There are about five or six different types of empaths. So the healing empath, there's intuitive empath, and so on. And so the other one is clairempathy. So that's clear emotion. Empaths can tune into the emotional experiences of a person, place, or an animal. It's a type of telepathy, really. It's a type of telepathy to sense or feel within oneself the attitude or the emotion or even the ailment of another person or an entity. And this type of person feels the tones of the aura, the tones of the aura. I actually can, if I'm lying still, I can feel noise. I know that sounds kind of strange. I mean, people may jump when they hear something, but I don't mean that kind of feel. I can actually feel it in my nerves. I could feel it, and I won't even be close to it. But anyway, that's strong sensitivity. A feeling energy. Actually, it's just a person has a finely tuned energy system. So that is clair sentience and clair empathy.
Emotions of other people.
And you know, sometimes it can be overwhelming, particularly if a person is in a room with a lot of people. There was one lady that was explaining how difficult her daughter had going to school because she would feel all these energies of other people. I know when I would take a test or an exam, it would be very difficult for me to concentrate because I would feel all this energy of people trying to pass the test.
Yeah, and so like, magnified. It was all magnified.
Yeah, magnified to the 8th degree. Oh my goodness! And don't let you know how you're trying to think and somebody's tapping their pen, like, oh, what's the answer? It sounds like thunder.
It does. But anyway. It does. And then it's always that person that's sitting somewhere on the side that has the nasal drainage, and they will not blow their nose. God. I'm like, will you just get up and blow your damn nose so I can pass the test and get the hell out? Because I'm trying to go home. It's going to take me all day to take a test. I stood it. I stood it. Anyway, so, yeah, impasse. I'm an empath. I can feel other people's emotions in a way. Mm-hmm. So, shall I read about clairtangency?
Mm-hmm.
Clair touching. Okay. Mm-hmm. Clairtangency. Now, I was unfamiliar with the name of this, but
yeah, this is one of the ones that's not as well known.
Yes.
Yeah.
More on the esoteric scale. More commonly known as psychometry. To handle an object or touch an area and perceive through the palms of one's hands information about the article or its owner or its history that was not previously known by the clairtangent. Okay, mediums have this gift. And also, if you watch the film Push, I should watch that film again. Push.
I love it.
There were certain. I love that film. The people in the film possess many of these superpowers that we're mentioning tonight, and that we will continue with. Push. A person could touch and smell a person's brush and view their experience in their film. So. First picked up there was this lady, she was like one of the best, was like the oracle on the Matrix. So you could give her a piece or something of some, an item of someone's, and an item belonging to someone that you were trying to track, and right. She could review their life and their steps, trace them back. And she could tell you where that person is or where they're going or something like that. Mm-hmm. Where they've been and where they're going.
Right.
But she would give you the leads. Right. I'll just say that. So, oh my goodness. So, yes, I believe people actually have these various powers. But we've been taught to believe mm-hmm. that we need to go to school so that we can get a good city government job. Or either go to the service and serve your country, and then you come out and you, and like Snoop Doggy Dogg said, then you work so hard until your hair turns gray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. And then you retire and they give you that clock or that watch. But I remember being very young and I recognized the game, the Ponzi scheme. And I said, I don't want to live and work to retire from a company. I just don't want to do that. I knew then, before I graduated, and I was like, so I need to figure my life out. Before I graduated from high school, I was like, I'm not trying that. No, thank you. I need to figure out something. So anyway, clairscent, clear smelling, to smell a fragrance, odor, or a substance, or substance, or food, which is not in one's surroundings. These odors are perceived without the aid of the physical nose and beyond the limitations of ordinary time and space. I have not experienced that. What about you?
Now, that was on the film Push. You remember he could smell a toothbrush and know exactly where that person was?
That's right. He sure could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was called Sniffer.
The Sniffer. Yeah. He was. Yeah. See, I need to watch that again. That's a long film too. I mean, it's intense. It's about 2 hours, and oh goodness,
yeah.
You talk about action.
Yeah. Anything that you touch, he could smell it.
He could smell
and
it,
and he can tell not only, like you said, where you've been. You probably went to Tokyo. You went to Japan, and now you're living in Brooklyn. I'm coming to get you.
To get you.
He could tell that just by the sniff.
He sure could. All in like 1 minute.
Sure.
And then clairgustance. Clairtasting. to taste right. a substance without putting anything in one's mouth. It is claimed that those who possess this ability are able to perceive the essence of a substance from the spiritual and ethereal realms through taste. Ethereal realms through taste. Mm. Was that on Push?
No. No, that was not on Push. I think that would
I'm not
be...
familiar with this one.
You could taste like if you're... excuse me. I think this is something that the mediums would do too. Like if you're trying to get in touch with someone who's transcendent, they would taste... For instance, they would taste chocolate cake. They would say, I taste chocolate cake. Was that her favorite? Yes, it was her favorite. She loved chocolate cake.
Oh,
no, and there's no chocolate cake there. Yeah, there's no chocolate cake there. You can just taste it.
Okay.
So the little joke with that would be good if you possessed that ability and you were trying to, you know, keep your weight down. Like, I would love some cake. Well, that was delicious. You know, but you didn't really eat it.
That sure tastes good.
Okay, all so right, then so we have channeling.
Mm-hmm.
Channeling. That's when you can allow an etheric ability. You have the etheric ability to enter one's mind and impress thoughts upon the consciousness to be spoken out loud. So that's done in seances, whereas you just kind of let yourself go, and then that spirit comes into you, and they speak out loud to what that spirit is saying. It's coming from the spirit's voice. Sometimes it's your voice, but sometimes it's spirit's voice, and that's channeling. And then you have the cities. SIDDHIS. Cities are spiritual, paranormal, or supernatural abilities and attainers that are the products of spiritual advancement through intense meditation and yoga. So the more advanced cities are said to include invisibility, make yourself invisible, telepathy, I know everybody's heard of that, telekinesis, moving objects across the room. Of course, that was in Push. In fact, that's where the name of the movie comes from. You just push things without touching them. Perikinesis.
Oh, you know what?
Remember perikinesis? What?
Yes, I also remembered Carrie. Remember Carrie? Original Carrie?
Yes.
Oh, my
Carrie
goodness.
Was using perikinesis.
Yes, she did. She did. You know what? We didn't read the letter for the light. I thought about that also. People were probably waiting on that letter. I never did read the letter.
I know. That's you're supposed to read the letter before we did the superpowers. So go ahead, read the letter. What time is it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's finish out this one. You want to just finish out the telekinesis, and then I'll just give the highlights of the letter, because this telekinesis is so interesting, and I know people listening to this want to cut you off. I just thought about it. I said, "Oh, I read the letter." Okay.
Okay. Perikinesis. Perikinesis is the ability to control fire with your mind, create fire, control it with your mind or your body. That's all. You don't have to touch it. And that's perikinesis. And then, you, of course, there's levitation. And invulnerability, not being, it's super strength. These are like abilities that are often associated with the comic book superheroes. And I believe that that's where they got these comic book superheroes from, because they're actually people around who can do these things. We just haven't physically met them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Or maybe we've met them and they've been hiding it just like Black Lightning.
Exactly.
And Superman, remember Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman and Robin? Batman, he was this Hugh Hefner type of filthy rich person, and then he was Batman at night. So, yes.
Right. Yeah, they don't want to go around telling everybody.
Like me, I don't tell everybody my superpowers. Then you'll know. Like,
no.
Superman revealed his weakness, which was kryptonite, and they used it against him. See?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't tell every man that I meet. You know, I have the ability to tell when you're lying.
You lie.
It's all a lie.
Okay, read the letter. So I will have to condense this letter, abbreviate the letter for the sake of time. But and I think that maybe we can just pick back up on the letter too if need be. But this letter, oh my goodness, this is a touchy subject. So she writes that she is so in love with her husband and they have a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And everything is wonderful between them. They get along together. They've been together for 12 years. The only problem is he now become one who wants to wear his shirt to bed, his t-shirt to bed at night during sex because he's gained some weight over the years. And with this additional weight, he has grown male breasts, and he wants to, yes, male breasts. And she says that his breasts to him, he feels that his breasts are unattractive. And so he wants to continue to wear the shirt, but she wants to know how to make him relax and feel comfortable without the shirt because she wants to feel his chest. And so she was wondering, would it be inappropriate to fondle his chest, but not fondle like men fondle women's breasts, but still just to let him know, to assure him that she is still very much attracted to him. And she loves him and she doesn't want their sex life or the intimacy to decrease in any way due to him feeling ashamed of his male breasts. What should she do? Hashtag male breast blues. Now, some people may say, what the hell? Male breasts? Let me tell you. There are some men that have male breasts, and it's not because they're fat and out of shape. If you research Ritalin and some of the side effects of Ritalin, what your cities and states were forcing some of these mothers to medicate their children with, Ritalin causes male breasts. Boys. Yeah. And the way that they tested that is through some of the detainees in Miami. Because, you know, once you cross the water, if you're Cuban, the Cubans have that law, on foot, citizen, whatever they call it. But for the Haitians, they have to go through detention. And so in the detentions is where they tested that this drug that became Ritalin. So these people knew what they were doing with this growing male breast. So I would say, Featherlight, I would try to probably talk to him and just kind of like, again, try to assure him that you're still attracted to him, and how can they talk about becoming more intimate without the shirt? Because I'm like you, I don't like men to wear socks. Look, when we're being intimate, take those socks off, no shoes, no hat, no shirt. I don't do that. No pants around your butt, none of that. I don't do that. You know, unless it's a quickie or something like that. We're being very, very prolific. But I prefer intimacy. I'm a little old-fashioned. I like it in the bed, but we can also explore other areas. But all that wearing the shirts and the shoes and socks, no, I understand, sister. So I like for the man to be completely naked so I can feel his body also. So I think that's a kind of touchy one, Feather. Like, I would have to talk to him about that. But I guess it depends on his personality, how you would present it to him. What would you say, Feather? Like, what do you have to offer? Hashtag male breast blues.
Yeah, I understand, because I was walking my dog one day and I was on my way back home and this guy was getting ready to let his dog out and he didn't have on a shirt.
Oh.
And he looked up and he saw me and he was leaning over because I guess, you know, the hold of the dog, and his breasts were hanging. And then he looked up and he grabbed his, you know, put his hand across his chest, and I really, really felt for him. I mean, I really did. Because he was embarrassed, and he was a young guy, and he was not fat. Like you said, it had nothing to do with him being overweight. So I can understand how that would present a problem in the bedroom. So what I would say, putting my feelings aside, both partners should practice intimate things before sex, like taking a shower together where you bathe one another, you touch one another lovingly in the places that cause this type of insecurity. Because men who have oversized breasts, I can feel that insecurity, because women have been feeling insecure about their body for years. I'm talking the stomach, big stomach, or maybe your breasts aren't as big as you would like them to be, or maybe you have this scar from a surgery, and you tell your partner, turn off the light, you know, or you get in the bed real quick and you get under your sheets.
That's
feeling insecure about your body. So another thing I would suggest, let your partner know that you love every part of their body. Introduce tantra sex. With tantra sex, there are no inhibitions about your body. You actually touch one another's body even before there's any kind of penetration, or you're loving on one another, touching and just doing the spiritual thing, and it's no inhibitions. You're nude, so I mean that's kind of a gradual thing, but. I would start with the shower and the bathing, and then, as you say, touch
gently,
very caressing, not fumbling, not fumbling. Well, let's come later.
Hey, Featherlight, let's pick back up on the letter, because I want to think a little more on that and do a little more research also on the male breast and how to approach that, because I really want to hear your recipe and the breathing. So,
recipe.
Right.
We have a recipe, a quick recipe, and then we're going to get into our breathing. This is a good detox, ladies and gents, and very simple. It's a pineapple detox. You place 64 ounces of pineapple juice, preferably the kind that says not from concentrate. If you notice there are some that says not from concentrate, shoot for that one. If you can't find it, okay, just get the regular. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. You know, I push turmeric as if I got stock. I should. 1 teaspoon of turmeric and 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper, a dash of cinnamon. You put this all in the blender. You blend it well, and you serve it cold. Preferably on an empty stomach, but you can enjoy this anytime, because you're going to make a big picture and you're going to want to come back. Now, pineapple juice does many things. It improves your digestion. It keeps your teeth and gums healthy. It reduces the risk of hypertension. It combats arthritis and joint pain. It has vitamin A for good eyesight. It's good for weight loss. You know, you remember the pineapple diets that they had. It smooths your skin as a mask. It removes dead cells because it has the hypohydrosity. And it helps remove intestinal worms. That is good. And if you got a cold, it's good for curing sore throat and bronchitis. Okay? So, 64 ounces of pineapple, turmeric, Now, if you've made your turmeric paste, which is on the BTR page, Body, Mind, and Spirit group page, I show you how to make it, or you can Google it, and then you won't have to measure. Just the black pepper will already be in the turmeric. And remember, the black pepper speeds up the absorption of the turmeric by 2,000%, so it can really do what it needs to do for your body. And by the way,
so it activates it a little more.
But it has to be absorbed. See, the body cannot absorb turmeric by itself. It just can't absorb it. So it now there have been 65 different drugs that turmeric can replace. 65 different prescribed drugs that turmeric can replace. So that's how important turmeric is. Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for relax
and sisters. I said brothers and sisters.
Yes. Okay. So stand and give a good stretch.
Girl, you always want us to stand.
Okay. Sit down. For those who prefer to sit down.
I'll stand.
And just breathe.
Because I've been driving.
Just breathe, okay? Because this one really, we sat for a long time, for a year. As I said, we're moving into middle school now. We're advancing. We're doing some Ki Young, okay? So we're not into the Ki Young sitting yet. We're still doing the standing, okay? And you really do need to stretch your body. So stand with your feet about a little bit more than shoulder width apart and relax your face. Relax your throat. Tuck your chin in slightly so you can align your spine, okay? And you're going to twist your body. This is the first Ki Young exercise that I learned, and it really, really helped me to relax. You're going to twist your body so that your arms will just kind of flap along around your side. And you're going to gently knock over your lower abdomen, your lower back, as you're twisting. And as you're knocking, your hands are stimulating the pressure point in your lower back. And it's called the Nemen, or the door of life. And this is an energy center on the spine. And it's a very, very powerful point for vitality and hormonal balance and peak performance. So just knock on this area, your lower abdomen and your lower back. So now bring your hands up to your chest and knock on the long point. Okay, so this boosts your immune system. It's called the Wei Qi. And then bring your hands up to your shoulders. Give yourself a nice pat on the back. Show some gratitude. Show some love. It's Valentine's Day. Show yourself some love. Instead of giving love to other people, give yourself some love. Give yourself a pat on the back. Now bring your hands back to your lower abdomen and your lower back. And slowly unwind. Okay, and now we're going to just do a quick chi shower. So we have only about a minute left. So you're going to take your arms out to the side and up over your head. Look up at your hands, pause. Then bring down some heavily chi over your crown, your energy. You're bringing it down over your crown, your face, your throat, your chest, your lower abdomen, and towards your thighs, legs, and feet. Repeat. Take your arms out to the side, up, over your head, look up, pause, and bring down some heavily energy. And the slower you move, the more you're able to feel the energy. If you can feel a tingling in your fingers, then you know you're doing it correctly.
You know what, Featherlight?
Down.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I am in the motion, but let me tell you, I felt a tingling come down. I promise I did, like never before that time. Before you even said that, I said, oh, I'm going to mention that I did feel that tingling when she finishes. So I did feel the tingling.
Good.
I did. Good. I felt it in my right good. Shoulder, and it just went on down like, whew, like somebody just plugged me
okay.
up. Okay.
So you are controlling continue. Your energy around you. And so that's what Qi Yang is about, controlling and settling the energy around you. So one last time, take your arms out to the side, sweep over your head, look up, pause. Now this time, make a triangle and bring the energy down, down, down slowly to your lower abdomen. Just hold it there. Breathe in. Breathe out. One last time, out over your head. And then this time, bring it to the mudra, prayer symbol, right in front of your chest. Take a slight bow. Smile. Send a message to your brain, everything's okay. And say namaste. And we'll see you again next week.
Next
Speak
week.
The truth, love your body, and it'll love you back.
Yes, and
Namaste.
Enjoy this love day. Namaste. Thank you for the light. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, listeners. And I apologize for giving out the incorrect number to some of our listeners that were trying to get in. So next week, we look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Good night. Have a prosperous week. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Scott. Hope you feel better.
Yeah. Drinking that pineapple detox.